The battle over solar in Arizona is continuing in Tucson. The Corporation Commission began a series of hearings on Monday related to proposed new rates for solar customers of Tucson Electric Power. The hearings are scheduled to conclude on November the 2nd. A commission administrative law judge will hear testimony and make a recommendation to commissioners who are expected to make a decision early next year. Monday's hearing in Tucson brought out protesters unhappy with Tucson Electric's solar-related efforts. Sandy Barr, director of the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club, is with us to talk about those concerns. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
So give us an idea of what the specific concerns are. And I'm wondering, is there deja vu for folks up in Phoenix related to APS or SRP?
Well, first of all, the concern is that the Tucson Electric Power, the main utility down in Tucson, is proposing new fees for solar, so making it less accessible for people. And, trying to discourage people from using rooftop solar, particularly. Absolutely deja vu. We saw the first really big attacks on rooftop solar come from Salt River Project when they implemented, what's called a demand charge for solar customers, and basically $50 plus per month added to rooftop solar customers' electric bills in SRP territory. Arizona Public Service has also been adding fees, although in its last rate case, there was a settlement with the solar company, so it was much less, about $650 a month. And now TEP is proposing will add about $20 per month for solar customers. So it's punitive towards solar customers. Again, what the utilities don't do is look at the benefits. You know, there are extensive benefits from distributed solar generation, including, no pollution, no water use, or basically no water use. So they're saving water. Helping with public health because there's a reduction relative to emissions because you're not having to generate that electricity with fossil fuel, generated electricity. So it's this ongoing effort by utilities to try to keep more control of generation and not let customers really choose.
Well, does it seem to you, at least, and some of the protesters, that TEP has something of a tin ear, considering the reaction that APS and SRP got to this? Now, some of that, of course, was coming from the solar industry, but also from customers as well.
Yeah, part of the problem is the commission, the Arizona Corporation Commission, which has never been more friendly to utilities, or at least not in recent history, and has tended to give them what they want in their, in their rate cases. Last year, there was a special process for looking at the value of distributed generation, basically the value of solar, and the utilities got quite a lot in that, and basically saying that, they're not going to pay people really what's fair for the electricity that they generate for the grid or basically for their neighbor. And so this is an ongoing effort. They're now, utilities are now also backing off on commitments to energy efficiency, which is something else that is very cost effective. And so, we're pretty concerned about the trajectory, what's going on. And especially, again, we don't have to, we shouldn't have to state this, but we're in Arizona. We should be leaders on solar. It makes no sense. And the utilities need to get on board with this, but they're dragging their feet, they're erecting roadblocks, and they're trying to make it as difficult as possible.
All right, Sandy. Well, that's all the time we have. Sandy Barr is director of the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club. Good to talk with you. Thanks.
Nice talking to you. Thank you.